Hi, everybody. Well, this is our Friday night VBS show, Creation Lightship Healing. And tonight, we try to address a lot of your paranormal questions. So if you have a question, you can send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Maybe something just happened today for you. Maybe you heard footsteps on your roof or something and wonder what's happening, or felt something sticking to your body, didn't know what it was. Maybe it's still on you and you wonder what's going on. But anyway, hopefully not. Things happen here. And here we go. So let's clear the date today. And being Friday, it's July 14th, 2017. And I clear these numbers and date for you. This you can also do, you know, on your natal barcode, if you wish. Good to do that. People do this every day, in fact, on the natal barcode. Well, it helps to help them navigate through each day because this energy is taken off of them. So here we go. Remember, each day you're quartered to the date. And then you're on the timelines for each minute, we'll say, maybe even more than that, but making it simple, each minute you're on maybe timelines for that day. So it's all kind of programmed, and there's a lot of minutes in each day. So here we go. Let's release today's date, July 14th, 2017. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And a little heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, a lot heavy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Now let's bring up the light beings or being on your monitor screen. And we're going to bring in the non-gender today. Switching it around a little bit so you can feel non-gender light beings. So here we go. Bring your peace into your room and into you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now if you have one of those situations going on that encountered you, we'll release that thought that you have, which is on a timeline of what you're thinking about as far as something that was bad for you. Oh, remember, this could be any time in your life, but typically, you know, it's probably best to release something that is more recent within, you know, today or a few days ago. So here we go, releasing it from you. Think of that one thought. Remember, the thought's in darkness, and we release the darkness and replace it with peace. Then you're off of that timeline. Here we go, releasing that for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, that's gone. And we'll bring up our co-host. So right, we have Kathy. Are you all ready to go, Kathy?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. And as Ron said, tonight's Paranormal Friday, July 14th, 2017. And Ron just cleared the energies and tracking numbers and cords of those numbers, and you can too, on your natal barcode removal clearing. And Ron, when you first started to clear the energies of the day, you actually said July 17th. But we had talked about earlier how July 17th, 2017 is going to be, someone had written in that it was going to be an extra heavy energy day. So maybe that was a good reminder that we can start clearing 7-17-17 and all the different formulas of the date and those numbers on our natal barcode removal now, because that's coming up in 1, 2, 3 days.
Yeah, that's what, Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, and then you did say that the energy was rather heavy. I was thinking maybe you got a little of the 17 in there.
Yeah, you can't clear. Remember, the dark side has everything out there on timelines already, just trying to hook you into different timelines. Remember, they had you born here, forced you down here, and you picked the body, and they also know when you're going to be dying, which will be in the future. Hopefully they know. Anyway, you planned at a certain time. That's why you do the death barcodes, so that you can live longer. And if you don't live longer, you're going to have a much better, more peaceful life because the energy will be off of you. But remember, they have everything calculated throughout your life into the future. So since that was a heavy day coming up Monday, maybe they're setting you up for something that's going to happen maybe tomorrow and the next 2 days for that particular day, which is Monday. So if you clear the Monday timeline off of you of that date, whatever they had planned for you may not even exist. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, and as we've discussed many times, we were all born with a lot of tags. We're tagged for our gender. We're tagged for our race or nationality. We're tagged on those days we were born, the numbers, the times, the minutes. We're tagged for all the things that are going to come to our lives. So those are all things that can be cleared on many of Ron's healings that are on creationlightship.com, which is what we discuss primarily on these BBS radio shows, Creation Lightship Healings. And Ron always likes to start off the show clearing the energy of the numbers and anything else that is maybe on our mind. But those are just sample healings because you can do them yourself. Start right now with that 71717 number on the natal barcode removal and some of those emotional clearings we can do too on the whole life emotional clearing and the whole life mental clearing, which kind of go hand in hand because sometimes our thoughts create our emotions and our emotions create our thoughts. So they're kind of married in a way. Some people find doing them both brings them a lot of peace, and that's what Ron tries to do for us, is help us to achieve the state of peace that we were meant to have, and that's how we're supposed to be, and to help us neutralize the duality we've been given with our tags when we were born. So, Ron, maybe during the show tonight we can do some alien clearings or different kind of clearings that might come up for people and help them to feel a little bit more at peace and more relaxed as we start off the weekend. Because tomorrow, July 15th, is going to be the first of the intensives that Ron holds every month, which are on the weekends. And so tomorrow is the Ascension Preparation Call, and that will start at 1 o'clock Pacific time. It goes for about 3 hours, and Ron activates water for us. So then the next three Sundays will be the seven-hour Healing Intensive Conference calls, July 16th, 23rd, and the 30th. And that's where Ron takes us on the Creation Lightship. Well, we'll be on it for most of the month in quarantine, too, if we've registered. And we go through a lot of healing areas, and Ron does a lot of clearings with the light beings. And we let them know where we have issues, pain, problems, concerns in our body. So it's really very effective, and Ron does healings of alien energies. So maybe we could get some samples of those tonight, Ron, or maybe something will come up that will, that you'll see we might need. That often happens. So, Ron, back over to you for any comments.
The energy's out of your room. I remember the aliens that you can't see are the problems. That's what normally, not always, but normally what gets you at night. Or in the daytime, if you feel a little spacey or start jerking around in your bed, that's a sign that they're getting you, attacking you some way, connecting to you. Your body's reacting to it because they're doing that to it. So let's get rid of the ones that are in your room, maybe even inside of your body, because they can do that. They're at a different energy level than you. Could say different frequency, but it gets kind of, it's too mental when you start talking this way, and people start thinking about dimensions and things like that, and you get put up on the tangents of the new thought movement, So let's just say that they're here, they're invisible, you can't see them, very simple, and where they are, who knows, but they could be, moving through you as you're walking in your room, so we're going to clear it out, and this is to my knowledge, and I'd say it's probably 100% true that there's no one else doing this, and they have a chance to get out of here. So here we go, on a count to 100. So the aliens that are living around you, and they can tell their other friends, maybe there could be thousands of them leaving, just by you listening to this program in your neighborhood. So maybe millions actually leaving as the airwaves go out here. Get a free bus ticket out of here. If they are somehow connected to the corrupt people that are here, the evil ones causing us problems with different things in our physical life, and I can't get too involved with that. But if they are that entity, they're going to be caught. But the other ones that are slaves here to the alien pecking order, you know, the Galactic Federation's spiritual hierarchy, so if they're down on the bottom of the rung like we are, and it could even be on the food chain, get them out of here, give them some safe exit out of here, and protect them where they need to go to. The time-traveling soldiers will do that. Oh, here we go. Releasing them, I'll count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And if your body tends to shudder or jerk or jump, that means that you have some inside of you, and they just left you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And there's still more to go out of here, so I'm going to go to 150. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. You know, a little lighter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Still, there's more who want to leave. Remember, when I count, the energy is there for them to hop on the bus. So it must be a lot of buses in line, or the train is leaving, so don't want to leave anybody behind. So continuing on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there we go, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, that's 200. So that feels good to me. So if you want to let us know, CLS questions at Yahoo, or on the fast chat, that maybe you felt something leave your room, maybe it feels much lighter, maybe your thoughts are clear, maybe you can see better because these things have left. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Well, I know that feels good here. I had my light beam picture up, and I hope they got their free best ride out ever. Thank you, Ron, for that aliens to the light, if they wanted it ride out and to clear the aliens out of our room clearing just now. Will that work on the archives, Ron?
Oh, yes. Whenever I do an alien clearing, it will always work. So, not take note of this show, possibly. But we do have it also on YouTube. But yeah, whenever I do an alien clearing like this, it will work on every archive forever. So back to you.
That's fantastic. I just asked because people sometimes just listen to the archives randomly, and if they heard that, I'm sure they'd want to know that it was a good thing they tuned into this archive. And also, Ron, I'm glad you did that because I know some people, including myself, we from time to time see certain tracking numbers that follow us, certain favorite numbers, which means that we've got a little alien friend with us, and they might be asking us for help to get out, letting us know they're around, and doing things to get our attention that aren't always things we want to have happen. So it's very convenient to run the alien clearings that Ron has, as well as tune into this these aliens to light and in free help free enslaved aliens audios that Ron has that he made for our use. So as he said, you can use them all the time, and they will work, and they certainly do. So Ron, we have some listener questions and some listener submissions that I can describe to you now. Should I go ahead?
Yeah, I was just thinking. Not really thinking, but the idea came. What I'm going to do, which I haven't done before, is we know, if you've been listening to the PBS shows for a while, know that everybody here has a human-looking person. That's your handler. Oh, is that your boss? And it could even be your dog or cat as they look at you strangely someday. You know, so let's do it. I'm going to put some frog energy around them. So when you connect, when you need to get some water. Very interesting. That's better. Okay, so when you get, when you see your handler, the person or dog or cat or whatever, it could even be a chicken, as they come into them and they want to look at you, check you out, and maybe download you at the program. Next time they show up in your life, I'll put some fog around them for you. And you can just see, maybe you suspect, you know, Aunt Harriet or something, you know. Gives you once a week and gives you the evil eye and you go, uh-oh, what's going on here? I'm going to put some fog around their energy. And maybe you could see them more clearly as what they're trying to do to you. So that's what this fog is going to do. It's going to reveal to you who they are. It's like wearing those special sunglasses. If you've seen the movie They Live, it's a good movie to watch. I think it's like middle 80s or something. And a couple of wrestlers are in it, I think, and they have a long scene maybe in the middle. When I first saw it, I just couldn't stand what I was watching because it just took so long. All I wanted was the meat and potatoes, you know. And to watch a couple guys wrestling didn't really, you know, that's not my thing. So I just fast-forwarded, but that's probably like 10 minutes in length or something. If you like that, you can still watch it. But the sunglasses, you can see things that you don't normally see. And a good movie to watch. And it's one of those more realistic things that's going on. And then also, if you want to know what's really happening here, just watch the movie Jupiter, Rising, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that was a couple years old now, I think. Let's do a clearing here. So you're going to have this fog energy. Here we go. It'll be automatically on your handler. So one, two, three, charging you up for it. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four. There we go. That feels good. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. There. Oh, you got your visible fog spray can here. It'll give them a good dose so you can see what they're doing. So back to you. And this will work three times on the archive. So back to you, Kathy. We'll continue on.
Well, I can't wait to see how that clearing works. So what you just said was you actually put physical fog energy on the handler, right?
Yes, it'll be activated when they get into your presence.
So when they get into our presence?
Maybe they're going to tell you to do something or mm-hmm. have an extra long conversation. So if you find somebody that you know that normally, you already know their MO, you know, and so they start stuttering or flushing or doing something, getting fidgety, you know that, they're my handler. There'll be some awareness here. So back to you.
Okay. Well, I think we all pretty much know who our human handlers are. I don't know if we like to think of the animals as being our handlers, especially if they're pets, but I guess in a way, you know, they are. So we'll all just kind of watch out for that then, and let's all get back to Ron and see if we've noticed anything about anything different from our regular handlers now that he's put on this fog energy. And I'm really curious to see what people will say because, Ron, I believe this is the first time that you've ever done this that I can remember anyway. So.
Yeah, it is the first time, yes.
Okay, wow, that's going to be very remarkable to hear what people say about it. Okay, well, I guess we could get over to the emails now and some of the submissions that some of the listeners sent you. You did get some dome clouds, some beautiful photos of some big white clouds that look like domes. And people wanted you to know that Yeah, these are not your typical type of cloud. They're really well formed. So, did you get a chance to see those clouds, Ron?
I did see the dome ones, yeah. It was like, wow. Remember, agencies using that term all over the world here that can actually do holographic projections. Well, very possibly, that's a projection. I'm not saying that it is, but it's possible. That would be a projection of what they wanted you to watch.
Yeah, they were in, the photo was taken July 11th, a few days ago, and it was from Croatia.
And very possibly it's a ship. It did look very unusual. Oh, they're here.
Yes, and then there were some other photos sent to you of dragons in the sky. So that's always nice when there's dragons because we consider them beneficial clouds.
Yeah, the dragons are good. So, yeah, I like seeing the dragon clouds. So back to you.
Good, okay. A letter from a listener in the UK who wrote to you about 2 weeks ago, and on the June 30th, Friday show, we talked about his situation, and you offered him some assistance on the radio. So now he's writing to thank you and give you a follow-up because he wanted to remind you that he had been admitted to the hospital with the Big C diagnosis, and you said on your show that he was 90% under alien attack from a very strange energy. So he wanted you to know he's out of the hospital and he's on medication, but he feels a lot better already, at least in part to the clearings you did on the radio, the ones he has, and your help. So you had said there was some kind of a strange energy attacking him, and he couldn't locate it, but he thinks it's some type of what the ancient Gnostics would call archons, and maybe even link with some reptilian energy that he has sensed around him. So he's just asking if he's on the right track, and is this energy mostly gone from him?
It does feel that to me. What this person might want to do, probably listen to the archive here, do the pre-clearing, the alien oxygen one, for sure. And then also, I think we have an alien blood clearing, I believe, or blood barcode clearing.
Mm-hmm.
You may want to check into that one. You get the blood purified. That's just what's kind of coming up here. So.
Okay. He wanted to report something that had happened, wanted your opinion on it, because what happened was in the hospital lost his medical records. So he's thinking that maybe it means that the aliens took it on the timeline and the disease he had with it.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Very possibly he's off the C timeline. There's no record of it. So let me think here. I would say for him to do timeline crashes or going into the hospital. Okay, so that could work both ways, from the past and into the present, because that's where you would typically end up. With a situation like that. So have him timeline crash hospital. Hospital stay, hospital visits, or something like that. Because
and
you
the
get
date,
to the
right?
hospital, then, and that's no way to get these things off of you. So back to you.
Sounds like he's on the right track and really tuning into himself here and using the clearing to help him. So he's home now, but he says he does not that he remembers you saying you don't wish to work with people who have chemotherapy. So he wanted you to know that he'd probably had a little of that, and he wants to continue doing the clearings and conference calls with you without giving you more junk than you can handle. So he's asking for your reassurance.
That's very nice of him, yes. So we'll see how that works out, yes. Just keep on the calls then. And you want the alien oxygen. You want to get that stuff out of you.
Are you talking about the free one or the other one that's the alien oxygen infusion?
Well, we got the blood one. I would do the
free
one.
Yeah, the alien oxygen code removal and then the alien blood barcode removal.
Yeah, you want to do the free one for oxygen and do the other one, if you can, the barcode one. The alien blood barcode, I think, is what it is.
Uh-huh. Yes, and that is also on the Alien Freedom Bundle. That's one of the clearings on the Alien Freedom Bundle. So there's a lot of really useful, good clearings on those. If he wants to look at that, that's for $150. Might be worth a look, listener. A lot of people have found relief on Ron bundled those together for a good reason. It might really help you with your healing. So he was saying that he saw a symbolic joke, and he thought you might find this funny. Only in Holland, he says, the Dutch hand inmates in prison, the keys to their cells, and the prison wardens are not happy. It makes him wonder if the aliens will ever hand over the keys to our cells. Anyways,
interesting. So they got the key for freedom, but they can't really be free, huh?
Yeah. So that's out there. Anyway, okay. Well, thank you, listener. And Ron had some good advice for you there. And now we'll move on to some other suggestions that listeners sent in. You had just mentioned movies, and so some really great alien movies. A couple of members, listeners, wanted to share with you. One of them's called the movie Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, and he describes it this way: the show it shows aliens as scientists found in heaven a trip to hell, which we all know are now parallel lives, which we could get stuck on if we are not in the moment. And spirits are hopping into bodies. It's interesting that we have these images, but people have a sort of superstition about what's really going on and half-truths about the reality behind it all. So he suggests that movie to you, Ron. It's called Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. It's an older movie. Another
okay.
movie we've
They're
mentioned
down.
Before... that you might like is Life on Mars. It's described this way. Detective Sam Tyler's world is turned upside down when, moments after he is knocked unconscious by a car, he wakes up in 1973, where he works as a detective in the same town, at the same police station, only it is 33 years in the past. No cell phones, etc. You can see similarities and carryover situation between the two timelines. Thought it was a really great movie.
Yeah, I think I saw part of that a while back, yeah.
Life on Mars? Okay.
I think he was kind of frustrated, well, in a sense, because he knew that he had things in the future, but he couldn't get a hold of them, so he had all his information. And he also had information of events that happened. It was quite interesting. And so the whole movie, you could actually think of it like a deja vu or something, continuous deja vu that some people actually have as they're, you know, looking at or seeing things. Yeah, that was a good movie. Oh, back to you again, Kathy.
Yeah, you reminded me that people who've done a lot of timeline crashes said they used to have deja vu and now don't have it very much at all. Okay,
and
so another...
You want to stay on the now, CLS Now timeline of the new Earth. And so the gentleman that we talked about earlier here, 5 minutes ago, you know, when he does his clearings, you know, keep on that, even the free ones, keep on that CLS, you know, now timeline. Because typically the real you won't have problems. That's why we do the calls on Thursdays. Get rid of the replicas of you that are on timelines causing illnesses and things. So you want to, you know, be in the now with your spirit, and then you're on the new earth, which is physical, actually able to sense the new earth energy of a non-deep, with no duality, no judgments, and just all peace versus the one of duality. So you can, you know, get rid of some of that illness stuff by being in the new earth, because the real you doesn't have that, and you keep reinforcing that each time you go there. So maybe eventually you could get rid of that energy by getting rid of the timelines of corruption that's corrupting you with the sea stuff. So back to you.
Well, while we're talking about New Earth, Ron created a document that explains what the New Earth is and isn't, and the difference between the New Earth and the Old Earth, the one we're on now. And it's written out, so we can refer to it. It's now readable on the CLS Chat Connections page. And so you can go there, listener, and if you want to know more about Ron's discussion in the actual place called the New Earth, there's a lot of good information about it that Ron wrote. It's the same page that you click on the BBS radio page for Ron's show that takes you to the fast chat feedback form that we use for the radio shows. Just look up to the left corner and it says on there, there's a tab for New Earth, and you can click on that and read the whole document. It's real informative. Okay, so what else, Ron? Oh, another film suggestion. It's on HBO, and this came out, I think, in about 2014. But it's a TV show called The Leftovers. The Leftovers is about people who just suddenly disappear, seemingly into thin air. This looks like a timeline issue if I ever saw one. If anyone wants to check it out, this listener's saying they would like to see how they dealt with that issue, and just to be aware that this is happening. So anyway, that sounds like a good HBO program, The Leftovers. Where do those people go when they disappear?
Yeah, very interesting. So you made a comment about thin air. So I'm just wondering, we're normally in the opposite of thick air? No, I don't know.
How about fog air?
I'm just trying to look at how that phrase maybe is used or came about.
Mm-hmm.
Something, you know, anyway, it must mean something, because the aliens gave us that energy. So maybe you just got sucked up, the air got thinner with the vacuum cleaner. As they started sucking people up, you know, I don't know. Anyway,
I always thought it was because, as opposed to fog or clouds, which are thick.
Okay.
And thin air, obviously, you can see through. I don't know, but anyway, yeah, that is a kind of a tricky situation. Okay, so Ron, here's more of a technical question about the eliminating alien attack clearing. A listener bought it, and as you know, there are 10 sections. So the listener's wondering if they're supposed to enter each of the sections they work on into the New Earth transport as they go along, because that is a very long, involved clearing with a lot of options within the 10 options. Should they just do them one at a time, or should they just list the name of the clearing on the New Earth on the New Earth transport clearing?
Well, I would Boy, that's a good one. If it was me, you know, I would answer whatever you cleared, okay? Well, the clearing is just one thing, but that whole process on the eliminating alien attacks is so informative, and there's so much in there as far as clearings. You probably want to do maybe each one that you actually experience, because it's so, I won't say it's complex, but it's so thorough. Because that could actually be actually taken apart in a sense, and it could have had 10 separate individual clearings on it, basically, what it was. But I would probably recommend entering what you cleared there, because it's so thorough, a lot of stuff there. Normally I'd say just put the name of it in, but that one is a lot of energy there. Back to
you,
Kathy.
It does bring up the question. It does bring up the question with the more multi-layered healings, let's call it, more complex healings that you have online that have a lot of options. Maybe it's a good point that when people are going along that they really want to enter each section in. That might probably not hurt.
Yeah,
can
so
type,
see what it's
type
doing,
the
it's
name
like,
in.
Yeah, so each time you do a clearing on that, we'll say, and there's a lot there. Let's just say that you get into that page and you end up doing 50 clearings, okay? And, you know, you did that in a month's time. And, you know, each time you do one, it's like a little puzzle piece. So you're claiming that puzzle piece, okay? And so that's why you want to enter it, because there's just so much. Like just doing an emotional clearing, you know, is one thing. You've done emotional clearing for, Sally, being upset with Sally or something, you know. Well, that's not, you know, that the healing attack page is so much there that you probably want to get that so you're actually reclaiming your puzzle piece, because it's so diverse and so much, so thorough on that page. You know, I mean, there's a lot there. You're collecting your puzzle pieces of you. Little body parts, we'll say, and also spirit fragments coming back to you when you do that. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, well, it's definitely worth it to take the time to account for all the clearings you've done in the newer transport.
And you know, a lot of the clearings can take some time to do. And so some people want to do shortcuts on them. And, you know, you need to do it the long way. Whatever you're doing, people ask if they can do maybe whole lifetime clearings at once. You know, that's a real, you know, common thing. But you don't know how it's going to affect your body. Also, you want to, this is going to give you longer life, so you don't want to shorten yourself, you know, your outlook on life and everything else by trying to do too much at once, as you could, you know, just maybe even get sick. I heard one person who did about four whole lifetime clearings at one time, as they did a couple before, and they thought they could do these all at once, so they had the weekend, and they wanted to do them and get them over with one day, and they actually, you know, got physically sick because their body couldn't, you know, regain its full energy system. And they were, I think, sick, and they had to miss a day of work on Monday. It wasn't because of the clearings causing a problem. It was because their body had to reintegrate itself and go into those areas of darkness that used to be there and, you know, bring up and correct the blueprint and stuff that was there. So that's kind of saying it in a more gentle way. If you do feel a little off, it'll go away, but don't want to do too much because your body can get overloaded. That's what I'm really telling you, because your body has its own healing process. Normally it's just a couple of days. That's why I say if you do a whole lifetime clearing, and maybe wait 3 days to maybe even 7 days before you do the next one. And then you can evaluate the clearing and how it's helping you. Well, back to you, Kathy.
Yes, okay. So, especially on those heavy emotional clearings, That's a good tip, to just wait a few days before you move on to the next one. Okay, next question. Ron, on Wednesday's show, you and Michelle discussed some things you had done behind the scenes with the battles or with the dark side energies on Monday and Tuesday night. Someone wrote in saying that whatever you did that night was very effective. This week has had many breakthroughs on all levels. So you had said that you might be feeling a little bit better. You mentioned that some people could be feeling better in their neck energy, and some said they did. So there's a validation.
That's Saturn energy.
The Saturn energy?
Yeah, let's see here. I could do that right now just to show you how this works, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're paranormal night, so anything could go here. So I want you all to, you probably have your computer on if you can. This will only work right now. It will not work on the archives. I want you to get a picture of Saturn. You just Google it and put in images of Saturn and pick the one that looks the best to you. And this may take you a minute. And I'm going to be working like I did that night, which was Monday evening. I'll just say time-wise, it's getting dark in California here, so maybe about 9 o'clock. I'm guessing it's about when I was doing this. If you pull up Saturn, you're going to see the ring around it. And I'm going to be working on just above the ring on the left side. I'll just say maybe 10% above it and 10% over the left side going to the right. So I'll just be in that area. And what I'm going to do is start hitting it with energy. This is where they have some mind-controlling energies. Could say satellites, towers, or whatever. Maybe there's some type of base there, alien base or whatever kind of base. And you start to feel your neck and shoulders change some of the pressure off. So let me know when you have a Kathy, if you have it up. I think you have your computer in front of you, so...
Okay.
Go
ahead, Ron.
Hey, here we go, everybody. So I'm going to work just above the ring on the left side on Saturn. So I'm hitting it right now. And this will probably be about a five-minute session here. So just sort of watch it, and you're going to see things physically change. So here we go. Also, maybe in a minute, you're going to start to feel maybe your body getting a little more relaxed. And I'm also, if you happen to have implants there, just say, make it simple, you happen to have like little antennas there to pick up this stuff being transmitted to you from Saturn's transmitters there, they'll be taken out of your body also at the same time. Here we go. Start to be seeing a change probably within a half a minute here. Also moving a little to the right on top of that ring going around Saturn here. Normally you might see the ring change its angle slightly and or you might see it get repositioned somehow. You may even see the color change your monitor screen where I'm hitting it right now. So doing this here. We got the time traveling soldiers looking for aliens who are leaving in this particular GPS location or locations, taking them out also. Also looking for underground tunnels, bases there on Saturn. Taking out those facilities that are harming us here. If we get any comments the fast chat, we could probably go to maybe, we started about 10 afters, I think, so we could go an extra 5 minutes, and we'll go till 15 after tonight here. Oh, still taking out some energies here. Big one there just got released here. Feel some energy shots being shot at me here. Big deal, though. No more energy. Another one just got released here. And actually, even if you could see, you see explosions happening there on the surface. Interesting if somebody actually had a physical telescope and they commented about seeing something changing at this particular time on YouTube or something. Another one just went. There we go. Another one. Yeah. A lot of things happening right now. Another one. No, another one. A couple of minutes to go here. Another one. There we go. That's a big one there. If anybody's body is jerking, you start to feel less pressure on your neck and shoulders. I also took out like this, looked like a piece of stainless steel, like piano wire. Very rigid and smooth around people's necks. Maybe there is connected to the shoulders, but I just strictly saw a couple of turns of this. I was taken off Tuesday morning week. Oh, another one. Energy. Oh, boy, that's a big one there. One. I'm going now to the top of Saturn, the very top. It's the very top. I see at 12 o'clock here. In that right now, too. Sort of, I think, is allowing you to have tension taken away from your jaw. You could have even TMJ. Maybe it'll go away. I don't know. Here we go. Another hit here. Taking that off. Another one. These are really long strikes as we connect with them here. Another hit. Another one. I got about 100 light ships zeroed in on the locations here. I'll hit them at one time, so the part may not even, if we're hitting, be dissolved completely. There we go. That feels good to me. Okay, we'll see. I'd like to have comments, everybody. Anyone with the show? Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so comments are solicited by Ron on what he and his sovereign traveling time... I'm okay, Ron. The sovereign soldiers did just now on the planet of Saturn. There was 100 light ships working with Ron to clear off transmitting energies. So if I can't get to all the comments tonight, then there will be a show tomorrow, Saturday, and the next co-host will read them. So please, when you think of it and you feel something different, please do write to Ron either through creationlightship@yahoo.com. I'm sorry, or clsquestions@yahoo.com, or to through the fast chat feedback form, and they'll be read either tonight or tomorrow. So, Ron, that was very fantastic. I kind of felt lightheaded, like you when you mentioned that the tension was going to be released from the jaw or the neck area. It actually made my jaw drop. I really noticed a difference. Kind of having a hard time talking because it feels so relaxed. and the rest of my body does too, and it's actually quite warm there, kind of like a heat flash. So that's my reaction for now. We'll wait to see what other people say. And now for tonight's paranormal question, paranormal situations that happen to listeners that Ron might be able to give his take on. And this is what happened to a listener today, Ron. She was out in the front yard, and she felt something rubbing up against the back of her legs. She looked down, thought it was her dog, but her dog wasn't there. So she's wondering, what could that have possibly been? I know it's summer and a lot of people are wearing shorts.
Okay, so, yeah, it was, it looks like it was a cat, emotional body of a cat.
Oh, really? So it was an animal.
Animal, I think, yes. Uh-huh. It's just probably saying hi.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yep.
Yeah, I think people are feeling things. I know I felt something on my body, too, and there was a huge invasion of butterflies in Siberia that was reported on the news, and they were just completely covered in these butterflies, which sounds nice, but it was so thick you could hardly breathe. They were everywhere, and not only that, they were unusual. White with black veins. So there was a lot of pictures, and they were saying this was a highly unusual invasion. It was never happened before, and it's just going to get worse. So that's another paranormal situation. So someone wrote in saying that on July 10th, they're wondering if the Sovereign soldiers were involved, the time-traveling soldiers were involved in this. And what's your take on this? Because on July 10th, the Prime Minister of Iraq announced in Baghdad that there has been complete liberation of the city of Mosul. And so he was wondering if the Sovereign soldiers were involved in the end of this very long battle. Any idea?
Well, yes and no, okay? Yes would be if there were aliens in the bodies of people fighting, they were taken out. So for that, I would say a yes, okay? I'll just kind of leave it at that.
Okay, well, that's some good news. Okay, so another person has an observation for you. She's done many clearings, and she's been doing them for years. She doesn't feel anything while she does the clearings, and she doesn't give much attention if it works. But she notices that she doesn't particularly like being around people that much anymore, and she's sensitive to their energies. At her son's wedding, which is coming up, she feels uncomfortable to meet her kids and grandkids because her life is so different now, and they seem to have problems with that. She says, I am more real and cannot relate to this love energy people seem to need and want to hear. In a way, I feel sad that this is so.
Yeah, it's as you do a lot of clearings, you know, you're going to find yourself not wanting to get slime. And you're going to see what used to trigger you and what used to connect to you towards you probably won't be that easily done because you have yourself cleaned out. And naturally, when you're cleaned out more, not really going to want to connect to people who are emanated. So kind of another way of saying that, if you were around people that had body odor very strongly, okay, because they're contaminated or not clean, okay, then you probably wouldn't hang out with them. So this is the same thing with the energetics that you're sensing. Oh, you don't want to go around people that maybe smell or something. We could exchange that. People that are contaminated all the mind control programs and stuff, which would make them, in a sense, we'll say they could smell, you know, have an odor. So you don't want to be around them, so you will avoid seeing them because you don't want to contaminate yourself. You don't want to be in that energy. Remember, the biggest word probably that the dark side uses is the word love. That's what people act to, thinking that it's a good thing to do is to say, you know, like somebody or love somebody or whatever, because that puts you into duality. And the more you use that word and the stronger you feel the energy on that, that you're courting something, somebody's courting you a whole lot. So that's one of the main alien keywords that they use. Well, back to you.
Okay, I think some people feel that more often than they admit. So thank you, listener, for sharing that. That's a real thing, you know, feeling you're disconnected from everyone. But Ron just offered you another way to look at it.
And you're disconnecting from something outside of yourself and reconnecting to your spirit, which is always with you. That's what you're doing. Oh, you're getting rid of the external energies that could contaminate you, and that's not of your spirit energy. But do we have anything coming in from the Saturn battles?
I'll take a look. Let's see. I wanted to read this next question because it has to do with going to the light ship. And,
okay, great.
This person submitted it. Okay, so they wanted you to know that their garden plants are doing great because they take them to the light ship, but now they inherited their dad's ancestor farm. And so they wanted to know if they could take that to the light ship also along with their residence garden.
Yes, that would be fine.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. And then another listener wrote that she wanted to tell you about the mind to heart drop, that she really felt it when she did, when you first started doing the mind to heart drop on the radio, and she does it, it made her feel that she could not think. So she thought it was working. Then she said it was not as effective later. And she's thinking she might need the mental clearings and wants your advice.
And that's just clearing that you do actually the emotional. But yeah, you do want to do the mental one. And then maybe the third one, I would say possibly would be the fear clearing, whole lot of time fear clearing. So back to you.
Okay, well, I was wondering, Ron, if we could do some clearing, any kind of clearing right now, maybe for orbs or something that could be in our space that could be bothering us so we can be nice and ready for the intensive tomorrow.
Okay, so we'll do orbs, internal, external. Remember, and see them so they can go right into your body and attach to something. So here we go. We'll release orbs from your lungs. Here we go. And if the person is listening who has cancer on an archive, this will work for him. And we will release orbs from that location. Oh, and if you need a special location for the people listening tonight, I just request that right now as I'm doing the clearing. Especially if you have a physical pain or something. Here we go. Releasing the orbs. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. Now they're being kind of stirred up a lot. They're disconnected up to this point. Now they'll be leaving. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. They're going. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And I'm going to go to 150. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Here we go. 150. So these energies, if they attach to your skin or internally on you, they're connecting to you against your free will, free choice. So they could have been on this planet for a long time, and they should not be doing that. So now you're aware of that, that orbs are alien energies that you can pick up and see through, you know, photographs. So, you know, they should not be with you. Don't know when they came here, what they're doing, but they're on your body. Adios, amigos. So back to you, Kathy.
Great. That felt really good, Ron. I'm just breathing deeply now so I can really enjoy the absence of the orbs in my lungs. And Ron does have a whole life orb clearing on his website. It's one of the recommended clearings. Orb removal on creationlightship.com. So, Ron, we've received some responses to the Saturn clearing you did. Here's the first one. I kept seeing my picture of Saturn brightening up on the left side. It burst. I had a few shivers, and it feels like a cord from my neck down my arm. I had lots of jerking and strong pulling of a release. Thank you. I had a coughing fit when you were removing Saturn energies. Thank you. So something cleared there. And someone else said, I pulled up a recent picture of Saturn and saw white spark-like explosions. And I saw the ring changing color and getting thinner. I couldn't believe my eyes. Did you see that too, Ron, the explosions?
Yeah, I was actually... I didn't have my computer on, but I was actually seeing it in front of me as I was sitting it. Yes, I was actually, you know, on my shift, viewing from my shift as we were targeting different locations. Yes, so I did see that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyone else who felt anything, feel free to write to Ron at clsquestions@yahoo.com or through the BBS Radio Fast Chat feedback form. And we can read them tomorrow, Saturday, on BBS Radio, Station 2, 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. So, Ron, it's 9 after. Do we want to do one more question, or should I turn it back over to you?
Yeah, we can do a couple questions. We'll go for maybe 3 minutes here, then we'll end the show, whatever is there.
Okay, well, someone has a concern about, it's about technology. There's a new 5G network that's about to be rolled out using high-frequency concentrated microwaves, which cause harm to mitochondria. He wants to know if there's a clearing we can use to protect ourselves, plants, pets, etc.
The special clearing could work for that. Whole lifetime clearing, and you may want to get that if that feel a need for that. The 2000-year nanotechnology could also help, but that normally is designed for stuff in the past that's hit us. So back to you.
How about the auric field protection healing that comes with that 2012 nanotechnology healing, Ron?
You could do that, yes. That could help you.
It just seems like there's no one big shield except the shields we talked about before, the Faraday shields and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
you can't always walk around with those.
And that energy will not be on the new Earth. So as you want to get on those timelines. So if you're concerned, get off of those 5G timelines. Start doing timeline crashes. So that's what I would suggest doing. Maybe do 100 a day just to get the stuff cleared off of you, because they will be on timelines. Back to you.
Okay, so next question. It's about the new Earth we talked about. I'm seeing a lot about CERN, Yellowstone, volcanoes, pole shift, asteroid warnings, etc. Will we be able to get away from all this on the new Earth?
Yeah, it doesn't exist there. So the question is a perfect question. That's why I'm, in a sense, divorcing myself from the old Earth, because all this crap is coming, and I'd be working forever trying to swat flies as the stuff starts coming in more and more and more. So that's why I'm only concentrating now on the new Earth and the clearings to help people out, which is what I should have been doing, but the aliens got in the way. Remember, I started off just doing clearings to help people. The aliens got in the way, so I've been dealing with that for probably 10 years. And I've been there, done that. I want to concentrate on why I'm really here, to help people in the ascension process, and that will be to the new Earth that we have. It's physical, and as you have more clearings done on yourself, then you will be able to walk away from the old Earth at some point. I can't say it'll be an instant thing. People do tell me that they feel the new Earth because they have had clearings to get rid of your densities, and they do feel the new Earth quite often. So if you're just a beginner, you need to get stuff cleared off of you if you like to experience that, because you have to clean off your energetic bodies and your physical body in order to enter in there, which is Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago. This is the same basic thing. Just unfortunately, the mindset and all the problems that we have, and TV, radio, and stuff, hearing news, etc. Are you living the life of your ancestors, and they're all contaminated? So, you know, your responsibility to yourself is to clean yourself out now. If you're choosing to go to the new Earth, we'll feel the energy shift. At the Monday workshop that I had, I actually had the people, and only a few people tried this because nobody else wanted to do it. I put a line in the room, and they were already on the new Earth in the workshop. And then I had them go into the old Earth, which was just a line on the floor. They had to walk over it, and I think two people or three people went into the old Earth, and they looked different, felt different, and didn't want to stay there. So that's the way that is. That's where I'm going to, and what I want to work with now with people. And the phrase that whether it's true or not, in the Bible, let the dead bury the dead. That really means a lot right now. So back to you, and we'll probably do a closing if you have anything to add. I can do it right now. So have our two events, Saturday and Sunday here, and the one tomorrow starts at 1 o'clock Pacific. Sunday is 10 o'clock Pacific, and let's do the Mind to Heart Drop on the website, and you can use PayPal to pay for them. We do water charging tomorrow for 7 days on that particular healing session. So here we go. Mind a heart drop. Well, you need to command your spirit out loud. You have to work in the now, out loud in the now. So you say, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to have you all feel the energy leaving from your head to your heart. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, listeners, have a wonderful evening. Send us a little testimonial of what you felt with the Saturn energies that we did tonight. Blessings. See you later, everyone. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, co-host. I'm the Saints. Thank you, everybody. Bye, everyone. Blessings. Good evening.